Oh, hey, are you leaving already? Is everything okay? Yeah, I guess tomorrow will be pretty busy for you. Are you sure nothing's wrong? Oh, well, goodbye, slut. I can't believe he's still weak for her bouncy walk and tight shirts. God, she just has to flutter her eyelashes at him and he does whatever she wants. I shouldn't be so mean. I need to remember that she's still my friend and she still tries really hard. She actually seems to like my brother. And he could use a decent girlfriend for a change. Still, she didn't look really happy though. Maybe even frustrated? You know what? I'm gonna text her. What's up, girl? You seemed upset. I'm so frustrated with your bro right now, I don't want to talk about it. Oh, shit. That's not a good sign. Seriously, what is going on? I don't want you guys to break up. Actually, that wouldn't be that bad. No. I have to be a good big sis and friend. It's so fucked up to tell you this, but you're right. I really, really like your bro, but he doesn't know how to turn me on before he, you know? I like getting him off, but I need to get off too. It's a lot to ask, but would you, you know, talk to him about it? This is gross. It's totally gross. I don't want to think about my brother fucking this girl, much less talk to him about it. No, them being together isn't gross. That's the problem. Still, I should help. If I want him to be happy, then I guess she needs to be happy too. It's weird, but I'll do it. I will tell you how it goes. TYSM? Yeah, she better thank me. Fuck. All right. Like it or not, it's my job to take care of my little brother. Hey, can I come in? Thanks. Okay, so, yeah, this is weird, but I want to get this over with. So, we better sit down and have a serious talk. Okay, so, as you know, your girlfriend is also my friend, and she, asked me to talk to you about sex. Oh my god, I know that you know about how to do the sex. Yes, I did just say do the sex. It's a common expression. And you know what? Never mind. I'm here to talk about foreplay and why it's important. It does get a woman ready to get, penetrated. But it's also a key part of affection and bonding. Hey, don't panic, okay? It's really kind of unfair that people are expected to just know this stuff. So instead of thinking bad things about the past, let's look to the future, okay? Besides, your girlfriend wouldn't have asked me to talk to you if she didn't care, so keep that in mind while we talk. We both care deeply about you. And whatever she feels, I'll always care for you. I'll always be safe for you to talk to and, you know, learn on or with. So, let's play pretend for a bit. Like when we were kids and I used to make you pretend to be married to me. Then we can, practice together in a safe environment, And before we know what needs to change, we need to know what you're doing right now. So, Tiger, how do you get your girlfriend all revved up? Come on, you can tell me. I'm your big sister. I'm not going to judge you. No, I get it. I'd be embarrassed to talk about this with you too, even if I do trust you more than any other guy. You know what? You can just show me. Yes, seriously. We've been close our whole lives. It's like, you know, when we cuddle or wrestle or whatever, it's no big deal. Unless you think you can't handle it. You just lean in and then I bet you kiss. This is nice. This is a good start. Then you kiss more. And what are your hands doing while you're doing this? Oh, okay. So you're feeling her tits. Gentle at first, and then a little firmer. Good. And no, it's fine to tweak a nipple if she likes it. I wasn't expecting it. What do you do next? Oh, whoa. Were you about to stick your hand down my panties? No, I'm not mad. I told you to do it. That might be a bit early for that. Oh, well, look, every woman is different, okay? So the first thing to do is listen and pay attention. Communication is important. Right. Good, exactly what you're doing now. I wish your girl would have spoken to you about this, but I guess it's up to us to do our best. So, when you see her next, you don't have to keep asking if she feels good, just pay attention. And if she doesn't, like, make any sounds or give you any feedback or seem to be into something, then you can ask. But do it sexy-like. What's sexy like? Okay, so you make it a part of the foreplay. Don't just ask, you know, like, what the fuck do you want? Instead, something like, show me what you like, baby. Or show me how you like to be touched, beautiful. You can even ask her to demonstrate if she's a bit of an exhibitionist. Oh, yeah, that works too. Good boy. Anyway, so let's talk about things you can try. Just pay attention to who you're with, all right? Some places are just like unimportant to some girls, while others, even some weird places, might be super erotic to touch. Right, like you probably love it when she touches your cock, right? But I bet there's other stuff that makes you wild for her, right? Exactly like that. I wouldn't have thought you were into that, but hey. That's cute. Let me show you what I mean. So you just kissed me on the lips, and yeah, that does get me going. Makes me want to kiss you more like... But I also have other places I like to be kissed. Not just there. Although, to be honest, going down on a girl and getting her off before you fuck her is a great idea. That's probably a little too far for us. Here, start with this. Take my hand. Oh no, we're holding hands. How awful and scandalous and forbidden. Look, do you want to learn or not? Good. Gently turn my hand over. Now, kiss my palm. Mm-hmm. I like that. It doesn't turn me on a lot, but I think it shows a lot of affection and adoration, and that does arouse me. Okay, now comes the tricky part. Move up onto the inside of my wrist. Just keep kissing your way up and... Oh, sorry, that was loud. Yeah, that was my real reaction. I just love being kissed there. Not every girl does, but... Where else? Here. Let me sit here in front of you on the bed, facing away from you. I'm sitting like this so you can access other parts of me, obviously. Okay. Now I want you to slowly move my shirt off of my shoulder. I'm lucky I'm wearing something loose, but this can be very erotic to do with, like, a strappy dress, too. You're kind of undressing me. Now, if you peeked over my shoulder, you could probably see more of my tits than you want to, but I'm sure you won't. Anyway, I want you to softly kiss my shoulder. Good. Just like that. Now, move inward toward my neck. Keep kissing. That's it. Go slow. Make me, her. Want you to go faster, but refuse to do it. Draw this out. Almost there. Now, kiss me on the neck. Don't be afraid to get more passionate. Yeah, see, that was real. That wasn't me just acting for you. You really, worked me up that much. Okay, now, let's do this again, but a bit more advanced. Push my shirt down on the other side, too. What? Oh, I guess my tits are almost completely out. My shirt's barely hanging on by my nips. Don't worry about the view. It serves me right for forgetting to wear a bra before I started teaching you. No, I don't mind if you look. I trust you. I already told you that I trust you more than any other guy. Anyway, I want you to do the same sort of thing. Move from the shoulder inwards. And this time, I want you to mix some little love bites in. Nothing too hard, just nips, really. Enough so she can feel your teeth and a little bit of pressure. I don't know if she likes harder biting. I do, but I like things to be really passionate and rough by that point. We'll cover that if we get to it. Okay, so go ahead and... good. Good boy. Seriously, you're really getting me going here. Maybe you're a fast learner, and maybe I'm just weak to you. Now, start groping me from behind. Seriously, while you kiss and nibble, reach around and start feeling my tits. That's right. Gently at first. Make sure I'm into it. Now, circle the nipple with your finger and tweak it. All right, now, grope me harder. Harder, I'm not gonna break. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's so fucking good. Take off my shirt. Yeah, I'm serious. You have to get used to undressing a girl when she's ready, right? And I'm definitely ready. Okay. Good, just pull it off. Yes, those are my tits, but here. Let me lay on my front for a moment. Don't be sad. You'll get to see them again soon. I wanted to show you something else. My back is a super erogenous zone for me. I'm sensitive in a lot of places. Even if I wasn't, just being massaged and touched is so, so affectionate. So, I want you to start by massaging my back. You don't want like a lot of friction. Use some of that oil you keep in your bedstand. Yeah, I know what it's usually used for, but it'll do for now. Okay. Warm it in your hands. Now spread it all over my back slowly. That's it. Make this erotic too. And tell me something nice while you spread it out. Take your time and show me how much you love touching my body. That's really sweet. No one's ever said anything like that to me before. You really are good at this. Okay, now start massaging gently. Is that oil non-toxic? Good. I want you to kiss my back. Right there in the small of my back. Oh, fuck, that's so fucking hot. I love being kissed there, and it's hard for me to get guys to do that. This is just an example of something that's kind of specific to me. If you woke me up by kissing me there, I'd probably just arch my back and get ready for you to fuck me. If you were, my boyfriend, of course. Anyway, the point is, your girlfriend probably has places like that. Maybe it's her earlobe, or part of her neck, or her tits, or... Oh, she's got sensitive tits. Good to know. Let's practice on them next. Let me roll over onto my back. Yep, there they are. Don't look away, silly. It's okay to enjoy just looking at them. We're just pretending, remember? Of course it's fine if you're hard. That's just a natural reaction to doing what we're doing. It doesn't mean anything bad. I mean, I'm wet too. You're doing a good job. And I'm proud of you. Anyway, time for a test. Remembering what I've taught you about other places, show me how you'd tease me if I were your girlfriend. No hands, silly. Using your mouth only. That's why it's a test. Because you're not sure, and maybe you're a bit nervous licking and kissing your sister's tits, right? Well, just think of it this way. If you can get past your nerves here, then any other girl should be a piece of cake, right? Here. I'll close my eyes. That will make it easier for you to do, right? And I won't expect it, so it's fun for me too. Oh. You're starting on my tummy. That's good. And you're working your way up. Slowly. So slowly. Move faster. You're getting better at teasing me. Oh, fuck, finally. You're finally kissing and lightly nibbling on my breasts. Oh, that feels so amazing. You're going to my nipple, and you're just using your tongue in a circle around it, but not quite touching it directly. Fuck. You're a fast learner. And you're finally sucking on my nipple. Oh, fuck, this is so hot. I suck on my nipples. Show me how much you love my tits. Oh, fuck. You've worked me up too much. I
I'm having trouble thinking. No, 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 that's a good thing. You want to drive me hurt, wild. That's how seduction happens sometimes. One minute she's just relaxed and enjoying all the lovely things you're doing to her, and the next she needs your cock. Or she's come already, and she wants you to come too. So we have to keep going. You heard me. Next step, take my jeans off. Go on. That's right. There. You see that wet spot on my panties? That's entirely your fault, young man. Sorry, I couldn't help it. Now, take them off. Oh, are you backing out now? You've been doing so well. Well, I guess if you don't want to learn any advanced lessons, we can stop here. I mean, if you're really not ready, then... Yay, you're such a good student. Okay. There it is. Your big sister's pussy. I mean, we're just pretending, right? But if we weren't, this would be super forbidden. And it would be a very seductive little brother who managed to strip his sister naked like this and make her so fucking wet and ready for him. So, start kissing my inner thighs. Oh God, this is so hot watching you do this. That's it. Nibble and nip a bit too. Yes, I need you to eat me out, okay? Now. Seriously, I mean, it should be part of your education. So, I mean... You know where the clitoris is, right? I know, but I have to ask. So many guys don't. So, that's really sensitive for me and a lot of other girls. I need to be touched there or licked there or have pressure there to come. Usually. If I get worked up enough there, sometimes I can come from being penetrated too. Oh, no, I love feeling penetrated. I have a toy that I like to use, and some maybe we'll use that some other time. The point is that it's usually not quite enough on its own. Most girls don't come from just, like, penis and vagina sex. Some girls come from touching their clit like I do. Some girls need other kinds of penetration or stimulus. Some girls don't come at all but still love sex and love to get their partners off. So, what's the most important thing? That's right. To talk to your lover. If she's someone who likes you, she will really love that you're interested in what makes her unique. So, first things first, start licking me. Play with the lips. Just, get used to my pussy. Oh, fuck. You don't even know how hot you are when you look up at me and make eye contact while you're doing this. You're so fucking handsome. God, I love you. I mean, as a brother. Anyway, taste me. Enjoy me. Show me how hungry you are for me. And now... start teasing my clit. You can tongue around it, brush against it, but don't do anything direct to it. It's easy to go from pleasure to pain there. Oh, fuck. That's just right, babe. Oh, that's it. Just, oh my God. Oh my God. Just keep doing that. I need, that's it now for me. I need you to put your fingers here. Let me show you. Yeah, it's fine if a girl shows you. It's even better than fine because now you know what she does too, what she loves. So put your thumb here and keep it firmly on my clit, but not too firm. I need to grind against it. Keep licking me. Oh, fuck. Put one of your fingers inside of me too. I need it, babe. I need to feel my little brother fingering me. I need to know how much you want me to come. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, God. Oh, that was... God, that was a... Where even am I right now? Oh my God, that was amazing. I haven't come that hard, and I mean, I don't know. You did really good. Oh, fuck. You graduated from Big Sister Foreplay Academy with an A. An A plus. Totally made the dean's list. Oh, fuck. But you're hard. That must be uncomfortable. I mean, fuck, you're so hard. I can see you straining at your jeans. God. I bet your cock is just... wonderful. Take it out. You heard me. Take your cock out. Because I want to show you something. Because I'm your big sister and I say so. Good boy. That's it. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's really good to give to your partner, and sometimes you might find yourself getting her off without getting off. And sometimes she'll make you come and she won't want anything in return. But it shouldn't ever just be one person always serving the other. You deserve love too. And I've worked you up, haven't I? I've made you touch my body all over, but I haven't done anything for you. So what we're going to do is take care of you. Go on. You know what to do. Come on. I'm naked and fucking soaked. I'm spreading my legs for you. Here. Let me spread my lips for you too. All you have to do is slide right in. I guarantee you'll like it. No. No condoms. You need to come, and you need to mark me. I mean, it feels better for you if you come inside me. That's it. Just go slow. It's been a while, and... Oh, yes. You're giving me a moment to get used to you. So consider it. Okay. Go ahead. Fuck me. Oh, God. And don't worry about holding out. You're all worked up now. Oh, you need to come, and I'm here to take care of you. I'm your big sister, and I will always take care of you. Girlfriends, even wives can come and go, but I will always be here for you. I will always love you, and I will always spread my legs for you. I'll always be your lover, babe. I'll never stop being wet and ready for you. So remember that When things are bad, you can always drop by your sister's room. She'll make you feel so good. And I want you to feel good. Oh, that's it. That's it, babe. I'm close again. You know why? Because the idea of my own little brother, the man I love most in the world, coming inside of me just drives me wild. If I could, I'd have you do it every day. So come in me, baby. Come. Give it all to me and only me. Oh, my God. Yes, 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 yes. I feel you swelling, and I feel you're coming. Oh, God. That was good sex. Fucking hell, yes it was. It was the best sex I've ever had. What I said when I was fucking you, I meant every word of it. I love you, babe. And I always will. And now you know all of my weak spots. Why, I bet you could get me wet and helpless in a few minutes if you tried hard enough. You can use that knowledge however you like. But I better leave before Mom and Dad get home. Can't have me smelling like my brother's cum while laying in his bed, can we? See you tomorrow, babe. Sleep well. Okay. Wow. That was amazing. And wrong. So fucking wrong. Oh, no. What am I gonna tell her? This definitely went far beyond being a good friend and sister. On the other hand, he really did have a lot of fun too. And he still wants to fuck his girlfriend. Is it really stepping out if he's just going down the hall? Seriously, I want more. Obviously, I can't tell anyone, so let's just stretch the truth a bit. Good news. I educated him, and he's really eager to please now. Hope it goes better next time. Oh, thank you. You're the best friend ever. I'm so happy. Well, I guess that's good enough for now. And hey, if I teach him anything more, then we'll both benefit. I'll give him a chance to rest, but maybe I'll check back in on him in the morning or tomorrow night. He probably needs training on how to be properly rough with a girl, too. It's a big sister's job to take care of her little brother, after all.